Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Gray. I'm one of the co-owners of Watershed Wellness and also one of the Chinese medicine practitioners there. Today, we actually have just a quick podcast with Dr. Anne Holland, who's one of the naturopaths at Watershed Portland. And we're just about 6.5-7 minutes. And I do want to apologize. It kind of abruptly cuts off, and that's my fault and my inexperience with audio editing. But what you'll get in there, I think, is really great, which is an introduction to Anne and her practice. And she is also an acupuncturist as well. She got both degrees and practices both medicines and weaves them together, I think, in really interesting ways. And in this podcast, it's pretty timely because so many people are suffering from allergies, and one of the things she addresses briefly is the treatment of allergies in her practice and kind of the approach there. So pretty interesting stuff. I'm hoping we'll get Anne back on. As always, you can check out the podcast at watershedwellnesspodcast.com. You can go there to leave comments, ask questions, and also to suggest future podcast topics. So head on over. It's also a great place to see the archives of all the shows that we've recorded so far. So thanks a lot for listening, and watch for us next week. Okay, so the first thing we want to do is have you introduce yourself. People will know that you're Anne and that you're a practitioner at Watershed, but maybe telling us a little bit about your education and your experience and kind of what your interests are right now in medicine specifically.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm Anne, and I graduated from NCNM, got a doctorate in naturopathic medicine and a master's in classical oriental medicine, and I have been practicing for the last 10 years, and I'm a general practitioner, so I work with all types of people on all types of conditions and get a lot of joy doing that. I also, with my acupuncture as a tool, and also using some deep tissue massage, I do have a focus on treating pain, musculoskeletal pain from injuries and accidents and overuse, and get a lot of success doing that.
And one of the things that we're talking about this month or this next couple months is about immune support and allergy support, mm-hmm. just because it's just something that comes up a lot right mm-hmm. now. And I know, you know, just from my experience that naturopathic medicine does a lot with that. And you've talked before about your interest in mm-hmm. treating that more acute type of situation. Mm-hmm. But I think it's something that people don't think about coming to natural medicine practitioners for in general, mm-hmm. which is really interesting to me because mm-hmm. that's the one thing that I am most excited about natural medicine. Mm-hmm. But I'm interested, maybe you could just talk about, you know, like, let's say a person comes in and they're, you know, having seasonal allergies and they mm-hmm. have for many years and they're looking for a way other than Zyrtec or something mm-hmm. like that. Do you have things that work for that? And, you know, how do you approach that kind of intake?
Yeah, well, we do. We have some really great tools that really have a good impact on resolving those symptoms for people. And what's interesting is there are several that are very powerful in that regard, and each person has sort of the thing that works best for them.
Right.
So we're able to really individualize and so like I use a lot of isoquercetin, which is a bioflavonoid, which is, you know, something found in citrus, and that in a really special form that we have that's really bioavailable can mitigate those symptoms.
Right.
Acupuncture, actually, I've treated people with acupuncture and had their seasonal allergies go away, ones that were pretty profound. So,
yeah.
And I was surprised too. So that was really nice to discover. Some people were looking at, we can go deeper and look at their whole, you know, constitutional setup. So, you know, what things, other things that might be contributing to stress in the symptom, in their system, that, you know, you add one more stressor, which is the pollen, and that's when you start seeing the
too
symptoms.
Much,
so
right.
sometimes you can actually go deeper and start, you know, removing or mitigating some of the stressors so that they can actually tolerate, you know, the pollen more when it actually is coming. So,
like, what kind of stressors?
Well, it could be something in their diet that's inflammatory, either because it's, you know, full of chemicals that aren't really good for anybody, or because their particular system can't handle it.
Sure.
It could be, you know, mental, emotional stress. We can talk about lifestyle and brainstorm together ways to lessen stress in their lives.
Sure.
You know, we can talk about sleep. There's a lot of actually environmentally that you can do to get allergens off yourself, so
right.
that you're lessening your exposure.
Right.
So we talk about filters and you know, environmental solutions for their homes.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of good information that I think people don't necessarily have.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think one of the hard things about talking about, you know, Chinese medicine or naturopathic medicine approaches to anything is that people, I think, will often, you know, potential patients or folks in the media will say, like, you know, well, if I get filters, will my allergies go away? Like, they're looking for one thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, if they can do this one thing. And I think sometimes folks can be a little bit overwhelmed by,
yeah.
you know, when you take a more holistic approach and you're like, well, let's talk about this,
yeah.
this, and that. And so I'm interested in how you know, kind of help patients avoid that kind of overwhelm when they're trying to address kind of what's
mm-hmm.
often a systemic kind of situation.
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it can be a process, you know, what a person's able to do at a particular time. But because, you know, I'm, like you said, I'm dealing really holistically, and there are a lot of different factors that we can be looking at. You know, I work with the person, with what's doable for
right.
them, what feels good. And it's a lot of collaboration. It's a lot of, like, brainstorming and where I'll put it in the person's court. I'll say, you know, how does this feel to you? Does this
sure.
feel like something that would be a solution that would work for you?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not going to suggest it if it's not something that the person's
right.
interested in or is going to be doable. So,
right.
I mean, yeah. So, yeah, it's very tailored to what's possible, and for every person, it's slightly different, and yeah.
That's good. I think that's just a common thing that comes up if people
yeah.
you know start to hear all the different things that we can do. It's like great,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if I can do all that.
Yeah, yeah. Right no, now. I'm not interested in some sort of like top down approach where I'm like, here's your plan. You
right.
know, hop to it. It's kind of like we get in there together and we wrestle with. Okay, well, how's this going to work for you, and how can it really happen? Yeah.